thanks. I'm all mic'd up now for the podcast, which is very scary. Okay, this morning what I would like to do is just give you a bit of a brief background to the survey, for those of you who may not be familiar with the survey. Look at the survey tools, so in other words, who actually completed the survey, and then get into the results. And lastly, look at the future direction. So in other words, what does this mean for state records? What does it mean for public officers? Okay. Now, as John mentioned, in September and October last year, we conducted a survey on the digital record keeping standard. Now, the standard was issued to all public officers in September 2008. It was also issued under a New South Wales ministerial memoranda, M2009-11, in May 2009. Now, the purpose of the standard is to establish minimum requirements for digital record keeping in the New South Wales public sector to enable New South Wales public officers to implement digital record keeping systems that will support business efficiency and accountability. By meeting the requirements of the standard, each public office can achieve basic record keeping functionality in the digital environment. Now, at the time the standard was issued, it was also issued with a compliance timetable, which detailed the minimum compliance requirements, which commenced on the 30th of June 2009, 30 June 2011, and 30 June 2012. Okay. Now, the purpose of the survey from last year, the 2010 survey, was to firstly measure the first compliance with the first phase of the requirements, which came in on the 30th of June 2009. And these requirements concern defining digital records which would be kept in new business systems, ensuring that record keeping requirements were built into new business systems, that there were metadata mappings of new systems, and that the record keeping metadata in all existing and current and new business systems met the requirements of the State Records Act. Okay, the second aim was to measure compliance or the capacity of the public officers in getting to the next milestone of the compliance requirements, so the things that come into play on the 30th of June this year. So what was the progress in terms of implementing those requirements? So how is everyone travelling in terms of defining records of high-risk business processes which are supported by existing business systems? Okay, so who completed the survey? A total of 309 organisations in the New South Wales public sector were surveyed. This included 132 New South Wales government agencies, authorities and state-owned corporations, 151 local government organisations, 16 public health organisations, which included the area health services, and 10 universities. Now, the response rate for the survey was 100%, and I think that's because I rang all of you up and asked for survey responses repeatedly. So thank you for that response rate. And I also wanted to thank everyone for their cooperation in actually completing the survey, because it is a compliance exercise, but your cooperation is always very much welcome in these processes. Now, the survey is a quantitative survey, and so basically speaking, it's got a lot of statistics, and I'm going to be looking at those statistics. Now, the results and information from the survey will be incorporated into the State Records Annual Report for this year, and will also be applied to the future-proof strategy so we can assist public officers in implementing good digital record-keeping practices. Now, a report of the survey results will be available on the website next week. So today, what I'm intending to do is give you the key results and some commentary on what these results actually mean. But if you're interested in the detailed statistics, you want to do some benchmarking, or you want to see how the different sectors of the jurisdiction compare on each type of question, I recommend you have a look at Appendix A of the report, because that's where all the detailed statistics for every single question are in the report. So basically, the survey results can be looked at in three big broad topic areas: looking at the new business systems and how they stack up against the standard, looking at the disposal of record-keeping metadata, and lastly, looking at the high-risk business processes. In the last part of the presentation, I'll be looking at what this all means for state records and public officers. Where do we go to from here? Okay. Now, questions 1, 2 and 7 of the questionnaire were designed to find out which public officers have implemented or acquired or built or contracted to use a new business system commencing 30 June 2009? And how well did these systems actually meet the requirements of the standard? Now, while some public officers responded that they had acquired new business systems, some of these systems were in effect EDRMS systems or record keeping systems. But we also had a lot of public officers respond about their new business systems, which had been introduced to automate a business process and were located in various programs within their organisation and weren't necessarily the immediate responsibility of the records manager. So the first question of the survey, these three questions, raised awareness of digital record keeping in many organisations, particularly as the records management staff had to liaise with their ICT staff and the system owners in order to actually identify the systems and assess them against the requirements of the standard and also in order to complete the survey questionnaire. Now, what came out of the survey was that 116 public officers have acquired, built or contracted to use 213 new business systems. Now, these new business systems make or keep records or are interfaced with an EDRMS. In other words, the EDRMS is holding the records on behalf of the new business system. Now, if you're interested in the types of systems that have been acquired, we've given you a general analysis of what these systems are at Appendix B of the survey report. So if you want to see what everybody else has been buying, have a look at Appendix B. Now, what we did, if you actually nominated that you had a new business system, you then needed to complete question 7 of the questionnaire, which asked you a range of questions to determine whether the new business systems actually met the minimum requirements of the digital standard and therefore digital record keeping functionality. Now, I've provided a brief overview of what the results were for you on the overhead. Basically, public officers have identified and defined the digital records required for business processes supported by the new business systems for at least 82% of these new systems. 78% of these new systems are identified as a digital record keeping system as defined by the standard, and that's an identification that the organisation completing the survey has made. 83% of these systems meet the record keeping functionality required by the standard. And this means either as a standalone business system or as a business system interfaced by an EDRMS. So they're nominating that these systems meet this functionality. This means that 177 of the 213 new systems capture read-only versions of digital records, restrict alteration or deletion of digital records by users, retrieve and present digital records in human-readable form, and restrict or permit access to records by specified individuals or groups. In other words, they meet the functionality. Now, generally, these statistics imply that the New South Wales public sector is acquiring and implementing business systems and applying the standard on digital record keeping to ensure that there are digital records of automated business processes. However, these statistics also reveal that a small proportion of systems, that's 18%, are potentially creating and capturing records but without adequate safeguards because the public officers that have acquired these systems haven't identified nor defined whether these new systems should be creating and capturing records in the business process. A real fundamental issue there. Compounded with this, public officers that identified these systems, 22% of these new systems were assessed as keeping records in a system, but we couldn't actually determine whether or not it was a trusted record keeping system, in other words, whether or not it actually met basic record keeping functionality. So we've got a few issues there. Okay. Now, of the 213 new business systems, we asked people to assess it in relation to the record keeping metadata aspects of the standard. So do these new business systems meet the minimum metadata requirements? 88% of the digital record keeping systems were identified as capturing what we call point of capture metadata, that is the system captures the identifier, the title, the date of creation, who or what created the record, the business process it relates to, the creating application and the record type, so in other words all that nice good metadata. 90% of the systems capture date of action process metadata, while 89% capture identification metadata, and 87% capture what action was actually undertaken process metadata. Now, these results about record-keeping metadata in the new business systems indicate that the majority of these systems that have been acquired and implemented do actually meet the minimum metadata requirements for the capture of a record into the system and for the record-keeping processes that are undertaken on that record. Okay, we then looked at the capacity of these new systems in relation to how they document the disposal of digital records. Now, while this section of the questionnaire looked to the future, when digital state archives will be transferred to the New South Wales State Records Digital Archive, it also looked at current practices, as public officers have been encouraged for some years to undertake the timely and routine disposal of electronic records. Many public officers identified that this question in relation to documenting the disposal of digital records was not applicable for 75% of the systems, as there hadn't been any disposal or transfer undertaken in those systems. Now, some public officers did actually choose to respond to the next aspect of the question, and 23% of the systems do include an authorisation reference for the transfer or destruction of digital records. That is, basically the system can capture a reference to a general retention and disposal authority or to a functional retention and disposal authority, and also the relevant disposal class. 20% of the systems are able to identify where the records were transferred to or would be transferred to, so whether it's to another government agency or organisation or to state records. Now, it's really important to remember that digital records, just like paper records, have to conform to the requirements of the State Records Act and also to the standards on the appraisal and disposal of state records. So the systems need to be able to document these or be interfaced with something that can actually document these types of information. Okay. Now, the last section of the new business systems looked at the long-term management of digital records. And what we wanted to find out was whether or not public officers have started planning for how they're going to manage digital records over time in these systems. Of the 213 systems under assessment, migration has not occurred with 78% of these systems. 19% of the systems were identified as having digital records persistently linked to metadata when they are migrated or transferred out of their original environment. Only 40% of the systems have documented metadata mappings which indicate how the metadata in the business system and or the linked EDRMS meets the requirements of the standard on digital record keeping. And only 9%, that's 20 systems in total out of 213, have a migration plan for the digital records and the associated metadata. Now, for state records, these results were a concern for us because they clearly indicate that public officers aren't planning for the long-term management of the digital state records in these new systems. Generally, most ICT systems are renewed or upgraded every 5 to 7 years, and this will require the migration of digital state records. Without the metadata mappings and the migration plans, the potential for loss of digital state records or for the integrity of a public officer's records to be questioned is considerable. In addition, it also means that public officers aren't meeting the requirements of the standard, firstly, and also the general retention and disposal authority on source records. It's really important that as new systems are acquired and implemented within your organisation, that the time is taken to document and to map the metadata in the system to the standard. This important aspect of record keeping can't be trusted to chance or to ad hoc approaches. Okay, now this section of the survey was about the disposal of record keeping metadata, and it was answered by all public officers regardless of whether or not they had bought or acquired a new business system. So basically all 309 public officers answered this section of the survey. In this section, we found that only 56% of public officers have identified the disposal process for record-keeping metadata in their records management policy and procedures. Now, without proper policy and procedures, it's possible that record-keeping metadata could be deleted from business systems and record-keeping systems by individuals who aren't authorised to delete this information from these systems, for example, during a migration. This could actually have a catastrophic effect on the management of your organisation's digital records and the ability of your organisation to account for the disposal of digital records. And also importantly, under the new open access regime, it's incumbent on all government organisations to be able to account for their information. So this is really quite critical stuff. In the survey report, we're advising all public officers that in future revisions of their records management policies and procedures, they need to expand on the section on disposal of records to make sure it includes records in all formats and explicitly covers the disposal of record-keeping metadata. In other words, it's clearly stated in the policy and the procedures. Okay, 26% of public officers, that equates to about 81 organisations, advise us that they document the disposal of record-keeping metadata. This question in the survey generated a huge amount of discussion with a whole range of public officers, as there's a real misconception out there that record-keeping metadata can never be disposed of. So we've actually had to try and clarify that to a lot of people. But briefly, record-keeping metadata can be disposed. It is covered by the General Retention Authority for Administrative Records. It's covered by the General Retention and Disposal Authority for Local Government Records. It's also included in some functional retention and disposal authorities. So there is disposal coverage out there for both capture and process metadata. So you can actually dispose of this. So we'll see what happens next. 86% of public officers have measures in place to prevent the unauthorised deletion of record-keeping metadata. And in many cases, this is the protections that are in your EDRMS, in other words, the things that stop people from getting in and deleting information without your approval. Something's just happened. I've just lost the overhead presentation. Okay, I'll keep going. Okay, the survey results for the disposal of record-keeping metadata indicate that there's still considerable work to go in this area, but hopefully the survey has actually raised a lot of awareness of digital record-keeping metadata amongst public officers. Okay. The next section of the survey results looked at how public officers were progressing with the requirements that come into place on the 30th of June this year. So how are they progressing in their preparations in relation to high-risk business processes? Now, the figures indicate that many public officers have commenced this work or are undertaking this work. So in other words, we've got a lot of, not necessarily everybody saying yes, but a lot of people saying that they're in progress. But there were also a significant number of public officers that actually hadn't started this work at all, which obviously for us is quite concerning because there's a compliance date coming up. And I will read all this because you can't see the slide. 28% of public officers have identified their high-risk business processes. 18% have defined and identified the digital records that pertain to those high-risk business processes, while 21% have assessed the systems that keep these digital records, and following on from that, 11% have actually undertaken the corrective actions that they need to meet the requirements of the standard in relation to these high-risk business processes and the digital records. Okay, screen appearing from the side of the room, and assistance is on its way.
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
No promises.
Okay, righty. Okay, so in terms of where to next, basically the survey findings gave us some comfort, but they also indicated that there's much more work needed in a number of areas to achieve better digital record keeping across New South Wales public sector. So in terms of what we're going to do, I just actually have some empty slides, but in the first area, we're going to look at digital record-keeping skills and awareness, because the survey actually highlighted that there's still a lot of confusion and there's a lot of misunderstanding in relation to some of the basic terms and concepts to do with digital record-keeping. Now, to help you in your work on digital record keeping and to promote understanding of what these key concepts and techniques are, we have a number of training opportunities and skill development offerings. And from memory, these include our online training course. We have a digital record keeping concepts online training module. We have a course in managing digital records, and we're also going to be putting on our business systems workshop looking at risk and business systems. That's not bad for somebody who is trying to remember what was on the slide. Okay, the second aspect of what we will be doing is looking at how we go about managing record-keeping metadata, because the survey findings in relation to the identification and management of metadata were really quite concerning to us.
I'll go check somewhere else.
Okay, thank you. The importance of having good quality, properly managed metadata documenting digital records and what you do with these digital records can't be underestimated, because record-keeping metadata is another type of record in itself, and it's just as valuable as the records that it relates to. Our record-keeping in brief number 18 on introducing record-keeping metadata provides a really nice, concise view of what record-keeping metadata is and why it's important. I think everybody needs to go and have a read of this document. Public officers also need to create the metadata mappings between the digital record-keeping system, so those new business systems, and the standard. This allows you to protect and use the data in the important fields in the system. And as Kate says, don't worry about the extraneous metadata. It's good to know about it, but you don't need to migrate it. Public officers can also put in place simple measures to prevent the unauthorised disposal of record keeping metadata. The disposal of this valuable business record is often considered at points such as system migration, and is too often left in the hands of personnel who are not aware of its value, nor of the need to retain it according to the State Records Act. So some of the measures that you can put in place include specifying which metadata must be preserved in the system migration rules and plans, the policy and procedures which state explicit rules about the disposal of metadata, and briefing migration teams ahead of a migration project. So in other words, being involved in the migration, just not letting it happen, and then finding out after the fact that the metadata is gone. State Records will also be issuing some new guidance on record-keeping metadata later this year, including metadata basics for beginners, getting started, and using metadata in more sophisticated ways to bring additional business benefits. Another thing that came up in the survey were looking at the risks in relation to migration. So that falls quite nicely following on from the record-keeping metadata. So one of the things that we will be doing this year, we'll be producing a short guide for planning and managing record-keeping risks associated with migrations, particularly with the emphasis on establishing quality control measures and liaising with ICT staff on how to identify and protect important metadata during that migration process. In terms of the high-risk business processes, there's still a lot of work to be done in this area, particularly with a compliance deadline coming up on the 30th of June this year. What we will be doing to keep it on the radar within public offices is sending a reminder out to all the nominated senior officers responsible for records management, and also keeping it in for the record and keeping it in front of people, so that, in other words, there's a lot of communication about this upcoming deadline. We have a range of resources on our website which can assist you in identifying and documenting and analysing your high-risk business processes, but we're also encouraging you to share examples with us of your business process analysis and your documentation of digital record-keeping requirements, and we are hoping to be able to share these examples through our website, through the Future Police blog. So in other words, everyone's doing this type of work. Let's share some examples so we can all learn from each other's experiences. Another thing that came up in a survey was the impact of procurement of new systems under shared service arrangements, or of using applications that are in the cloud.
It might work. Extemporise.
Thank you, Stephen.
Sorry.
That's okay. So basically the survey findings confirm for us that public officers are increasingly using systems which are provided under shared service arrangements, and they're also using cloud-based applications. And we have a range of guidance to help public officers navigate through the issues of digital record keeping in this area. But one thing we do want to emphasise, that to ensure that records are properly made and managed, public officers need to incorporate record-keeping requirements into contractual arrangements and service-level agreements. And you need to insist on assurances from your service provider regarding record formats and also export capabilities for the return of the records when you enter into arrangements for cloud-based applications. So there's guidance about there, but these are the things that really need to be there. We'd also like to encourage public officers to share with us examples of documentation such as service level agreements or contractual provisions, particularly for systems that are used across New South Wales government. And where we're given permission, we'll put these up on the website and in the Future Proof blog as well. State Records is also planning to work closely with the shared corporate service providers and also the Department of Premier and Cabinet to ensure that record-keeping considerations are part of the planning and the development of services and systems, and they're not an afterthought.
That's your position. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Something very weird going on.
Don't worry, it's okay. They'll work it out.
Right. Okay, something else that came up in the survey was the great use of SharePoint that's happening for a range of information management uses, including the capture and management of digital records. What have we got next? Hey, that's my slide.
I know that's your slide.
Now, if everybody would like to face that direction.
Hang on a second, I'll try to get that one.
Oh, you're trying to get it up on there?
Yeah.
Okay. We won't get too excited and make you all move. Don't you love technology?
It's looking good. Okay, who can guess what the technical advice was?
Turn it off and start again. Hey!
Yay!
Yay! Okay. Thanks, Stephen. Okay. Right, that's where we were. So that's the slide to do with high-risk business processes. All of this is in the survey report. It's really extractions from the survey report, so don't worry too much about writing it all down. That's where I was. Okay. High-risk business processes. Yay. That's where I am. Okay. SharePoint. So a lot of public offices are using SharePoint. And one thing we actually wanted to remind everybody that SharePoint has not been approved for all modules of the recent Information Asset Management Systems government contract, but it does obviously have a range of capabilities for capturing and managing digital content. So if you're using SharePoint or expanding your use of SharePoint to meet record keeping needs, we actually encourage you to contact us about this because we'd like to get some case studies and practical tips together about SharePoint so that we can actually assist other public officers. So a lot of what we would like to do is learn from you and learn from your implementation experiences so that we can actually provide more practical advice to other public officers. Okay, the last point on that slide is about the disposal of digital records. And we've found that this, through the findings of the survey, that this is another area where public officers are really finding it difficult to make any progress. So to help you with this, we're developing a new strategy which is going to look at the obstacles in undertaking the disposal of digital records and looking at providing practical advice and guidance on how to carry out disposal in a digital environment. And Janet, I believe, is going to mention it a little bit later this morning. Okay, here we go. So to finish this morning, I'd like to reiterate that the survey report will be available for you next week. From the website, and I'd encourage you all to go and have a read and also have a look at how your organisation stacks up and the areas that you need to take corrective action in, particularly in relation to that upcoming compliance deadline of 30 June 2011. I'd also like to thank all the public officers for returning their survey responses and also for your cooperation while we went through this exercise. It's a huge project, so it's really nice that people actually can assist me and get their survey responses in. And